Life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing life's joys and challenges here at Cedarville University. We can have hope through everything because Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Joseph, what's up, man?
Not much, just hanging out.
Just hanging out?
Yeah, having a good time.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm loving it.
Day 639, not too much of a difference. But.
Still not great, but you know, it's okay. I'm getting used to it. Honestly, at this point, I'm kind of numb to it. It's just like, yeah.
Yeah, you'll get numb until you realize that, at least for the seniors, like a 1,000 days party is like right around the corner,
yeah,
or a 100 days party.
That'll be a rough moment.
Yeah, that'll be crazy.
It's like I got another year-ish.
All right, tell me how these past 2 weeks have been. A lot of school and a lot of hanging out with friends, it looks like.
Yeah, it's been a like pretty average like 2 weeks. It's been like nice to kind of just get back into the swing of things. The first week you're back at school, it feels a little off just because like you're getting back into the rhythm of it. And then also, I feel like I talked to my friends about this, but it's like even whenever you see people you've known forever, you just have the same like almost awkward conversation with everybody where you're like, oh, hi, how was break? And then you kind of like talk about break and then you're just kind of like a little it feels a little off because you're not used to being around each other so much again. So like after that first like initial week of just kind of getting over the awkwardness, it's always nice to like get back into it and it just feels normal. So these last 2 weeks I've really just felt like hanging out with friends again and like doing stuff. So that's been really nice. But classes, like, fully underswing, which has been really cool. Underway. classes, fully underway, been really cool.
You say you have an exam coming up.
Yeah, so, okay, ADLD is Advanced Digital Design, Logic Design. It's like a next step of a class we take freshman year, which is just Digital Logic Design.
Okay.
So, like, the first 2 days of that class is relearning everything we learned in DLD.
In a whole semester.
Yeah. And if you're not engineering, like just know DLD is the weed out class for like all engineers.
And they put that freshman year?
Yeah. And every engineer has to take it except for civil engineering. But it's like the weed out class. It's very fast paced and it's hard content to like wrap your mind around because you just haven't thought that way. So it's already a difficult class and then we learn it in 2 days. And you have to know all of that to continue ADLD. Like those are the building blocks to continue. It's not just like you need it, but it doesn't really, it's like everything you do in ADLD is a continuation of what you did in DLD. So it's important to like grasp that, which luckily like I got it pretty well freshman year and then I just haven't used it since then. But the 2 days was enough to like bring me back to speed. And then my girlfriend also grades for the class. So like she's been helping me with the homework to like make sure I'm on the same page.
That seems like a conflict of interest.
Not ADLD. She grades DLD homework.
Oh,
so
okay,
in ADLD together. And so then she's just been helping keep me up to speed with it.
Okay.
Yeah. But, so I feel like I've started grasping it pretty well. So this exam, I do have an exam on Friday, but it's mostly just like to make sure you're on the same page with DLD. And then there's like a couple of new things we've learned, but most of that is stuff that I've learned in DLD, ADLD, and another class I'm taking this semester, which is CMOS. There's like a little bit of overlap at the beginning of the semester.
CMOS?
Which stands for, it's CMOS VLSI Design, which stands for Complementary Metal Oxide Semiconductor Very Large Scale Integration Design.
Holy cow. Joseph, I am not that smart. I have a small brain.
It's just, okay, dumb it down. It's just like computer chip design. So I'm learning like—
Thank you. Why do you have to name your classes like a paragraph, a whole dissertation?
Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, so like I'm pretty confident with all that. So I'm not super worried. Do a little bit of studying, but I don't think it'll be too bad.
Good.
But it does feel a little fast that I have an exam and it's been not even this is our first technically full week of classes. So—
I wouldn't just want that in general. I know I can't do engineering stuff, but I just would not want an exam like 2-3 weeks into school. Jeez.
Yeah.
So what about friends, though? We talked about classes. Classes are going well, but you went to Alt Night, Silent Disco?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I love. So hang out with people. Like I said, it's just nice once you get past that first week and everything kind of starts to feel more normal. And it's nice as you get into it because, like, the beginning of every semester is relearning how you're going to spend your time because, you know, all of your – everybody's schedules changes. It's like, so you have all new classes. You know, everybody's doing different – is involved in different orgs, different things. So, like, everybody's schedule kind of gets shifted around every semester. And so you have to figure out, okay, like, who am I getting lunch with on these days? Who – like, what am I going to do over the weekends? Who am I hanging out with? Like, when am I going to find – homework time, when am I wanting to like set aside time to hang out with people? I've definitely started like figuring that out, which has been really nice, and just like enjoying meals with people and like feeling like, okay, this is what consistently it's going to look like. And it's always kind of fun as like a new little game of like, who is going to be my like close group this semester? Because I feel like I have a decently like large group of friends that I love to hang out with all the time, but I feel like each semester, like the subsect of people that I see consistently, like almost every day changes depending on like what my class schedule looks like and how like lunches and stuff work out.
And you're okay with that?
Yeah, I like, because it gives me like different times to like really invest in other relationships. And it's not that I'm like neglecting other friends. It's just like some people, our schedules are super aligned. So I'll see them a lot more often than other people. So it's a fun little like, who am I going to get to like really see a lot this semester? And then I also like, it's nice whenever I figure that out, cause then I know who I really need to be intentional about wanting to see.
Right.
So I can still like cultivate those relationships too. I enjoy it. It gives me a little bit more variety.
That's very smart of you. I don't think a lot of people try to intentionally seek out people, especially when your classes don't align.
Yeah. No, I really, especially like with some of the friendships I have, I just really want to keep cultivating them, like really intentional about it. That's been like my favorite thing about being at Cedarville. So it's been fun to like kind of figure that out. And then this last weekend, yeah, we had alt night. It was kind of more of a low key alt night because we only had like the silent disco and the movie, but I was here for it. Like I kind of liked the little like smaller nature of it because then way more people were at the silent disco.
Right.
So I love silent discos. Listen, normal dances are fine, but DJs are bad at choosing music. Hot take. I think every dance they play like four good songs and then the rest are lame. It's like just mumble rap and like the same sounding EDM like heavy drop song. It's like you can put those every once in a while, but the things that really hit at dances are like the early 2000s sing-along songs like Since You've Been Gone or like older songs like Don't Stop Believing, like where everybody in the room is screaming the lyrics to the top of their lungs. So much fun. That's what's really fun. And the thing about silent discos is you've got the three different channels, and then so you have, it's so much rarer that you won't have a good song, and so you're looking around and then you'll watch, you're like, a song will come on the green channel and you'll watch everybody change to green and like start freaking out and having a blast. I am such a fan of silent discos. We went there to the silent disco like right around 6 when it started. We're there until just before the movie started, and they were like, okay, we're gonna watch the movie. So we went and watched Black Panther. It was the second time I watched it. Good movie. I think it's solid. A little long, a little slow, but that's okay. Still a good movie. I enjoyed it. And then we left the movie and went back to the silent disco and were there until midnight. And it was so hype. Yeah, I love silent discos. They're just such a good vibe. And it's always fun just to hang out with friends being stupid and like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. So
well,
I
love it. It's
not
only fun to participate, but to watch. Oh, yeah. I saw SGA post a story and they said, here's what they hear. And then here's what we hear
yep.
when we are not having the headphones on. And it's just everyone's, like you said, screaming at the top of their lungs,
yep.
but in a completely dead silent space.
There's no music. You hear, and like you're looking at people and they're like screaming their lungs out. And then you like move your headphone and then they're just like, they're sounding horrible, but it's so funny. I love it. Such a good time. So that was Friday. And then Saturday, went to a rodeo with my girlfriend. So,
a rodeo?
Yeah.
There's, in Ohio?
Yeah, there's one like 30 minutes from campus. And I guess a lot of Cedarville students actually go. The weekend before, a couple of our friends were going, and then they were like, Joseph, you should take Zoe there. Like, it's really cool. So we were like, okay. Drove 30 minutes out there. It was just bull riding pretty much the whole time. So much fun to watch. A little wild. We watched like one guy, he got like flipped off the bull. And then the bulls like turned around and like rammed his head into like the other guy's head. They have like a helmet, but it was really. And then the guy, like, they got the bull away, and the guy was just like not moving. So he was like not dead, but like pretty hurt. And they had to get a stretcher and like take him away. It was scary.
Oh my word.
The first half of it, like, nobody got injured. They had a little break in the middle. In the second half, like, three people in a row, like, either had to be, like, helped off the out of the ring or were taken off on a stretcher. So it, wow. Part of it is, it's intense.
Yeah.
But it was fun to watch. You're literally watching these people, like, fight for their life on top of a bull.
All right, way to go back right to the Roman Colosseum. Right.
Yes. The craziest part, in the middle, they did this thing called money. Okay, they did this thing called money the hard way usually, but this time they called it money the hardest way because they imported a bull that was supposedly like really aggressive. And what they did, they take two ropes and tie it around the horns of the bull, right? And then they get five people from the audience. Not like trained people, like they have no experience like messing with bulls. You just have to go and sign up. The only stipulation, got to be over 18. Then they give you a thin, like, little chest pad and a helmet that doesn't have straps on it. Like, it doesn't have straps to keep it on. It's just a little helmet that sits on top of your head. They put you in the ring with the bull, and the first person to touch a rope gets $50. The first person to get one of the ropes off of a horn gets $250, and the second person to get a rope off a horn gets $200. So you have these five civilians running at this, like, super aggressive bull trying to touch his horns, and he's just like headbutting them, flipping them over his body. Their helmets immediately fly off. Like, they're not, like, they're in the air, helmet goes one direction, the person goes the other direction, lands on the ground, they sprint to the edge, grab another helmet, run back at the bull.
Absolutely not. These aren't trained individuals.
No, they're just random civilians.
Oh, that is so scary.
Yeah.
Never.
It was entertaining to watch. Would never do it. I don't get it. It doesn't seem...
Like, do they have to sign a waiver for
this? I guess. I don't know. They told them, like, to go... It has to be. Because otherwise, there's no way it's legal.
Right.
Like, you could die.
You really could.
So easily.
Only for $200. How much is your life worth?
That's
$200? $250?
It's insane. Yeah, wild. But so much fun to watch. Had a blast. Like, would... I highly recommend, if you're at Cedarville, go to the rodeo at some point. Every Saturday.
Could not be me. How's God been working in your life recently?
Yeah, I've been listening to my dad's sermons from back home a lot. I really like gives me like a little connection to home. And then right now he's going through a series on like what discipleship looks like, especially like whenever we say like you want to become a disciple of Jesus, which I think is like common terminology in the church. But a lot of the time, like my dad was saying, it's like you can ask. I guarantee you ask, 100 students on campus at Cedarville, what does it look like to be a disciple of Jesus? And you get 100 different answers.
Right.
There'd be some similarities, but like, no, it wouldn't be one concrete answer that we all know. So he's like, our church is going through like a little mini series just to like establish what that means. And one of the things that he's been really adamant about is like, I think there's a lot of people saying that the first 5 minutes of your, like what you consume the first 5 minutes of your day and the last 5 minutes before you go to sleep affects you like far more than you're aware. And like for a lot of people, that tends to just be like your phone and social media.
Right.
And it's like, what if we just first, like you start your day and you end your day like in scripture and like with Jesus. And so like that's been my big goal, is just to have like on one end of the day, it's like 5 minutes, like at least 5 minutes in the word and like prayer. And then on the other end, trying to like do more of like an in-depth devotional. But like that's how I'm beginning and ending my days, is just in the word, which has been cool. It really helps me like at the beginning of the day, it helps me set my mind on Christ and like start the day in a good mindset. And at the end of the day, it helps me kind of like step back, like reflect on my day, see where I'm at. And again, like just kind of end thinking on Christ and like go to bed with that, like as my mindset. So it's actually, yeah, it's been really, really cool. Like seeing how that's already been affecting me, and I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Keep up with that.
Yeah,
I think that's really good, because I know I do start and end my day with my phone, and I could probably do that with someone who's more important.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, Joseph, thank you for giving us this information. I'm so glad you had fun at a rodeo. I just think that's so funny. Anyway, we'll check back in 2 weeks.
Sounds good.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman, and edited by Owen Gray. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.